This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Bodal says mandate expressed through March 5th elections place great responsibility on soldiers of elected representatives. Prime Minister Sushila Karki urges to maintain the standard of successful elections in which no re-voting was required in future polls as well. Newly elected members of the House of Representatives to take their oath tomorrow. And Trump's 15-point plan passed to Tehran as Iran says US is negotiating with itself. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Bodal has said that the mandate expressed by the people through the March 5th House of Representatives election had placed a great responsibility on the shoulders of the newly elected representatives. Speaking at a reception organized by the Election Commission at Bahadur Bhavan today, President Bodal emphasized the need for unity in advancing freedom, social justice, good governance and national prosperity. Calling elections the backbone of democracy, he thanked the government. The president said the public mandate had obliged elected representatives to walk in unison towards the shared vision of nation building. On the occasion, the head of the state appealed with everyone to join efforts in uplifting people's living standards and achieving prosperity as envisioned by the Federal Democratic Republic. The president praised the commission for boosting voter turnout, ensuring transparency, enforcing the code of conduct and promoting green elections, making polls cheaper, fairer and eco-friendly. On the same occasion, Prime Minister Sushila Karki has called for the continuation of the benchmark set by the Election Commission during the March 5th election to the House of Representatives in future elections. Prime Minister Karki said the recent election was conducted peacefully across the country without the need for re-election at any polling centre. The head of the government underscored that the benchmark should be preserved and continued in upcoming elections, recalling the situation when she assumed office towards the mid-September 2025. She mentioned that the country was facing legal and political vacuity along with security sensitiveness at that time. Prime Minister Karki said the successful conduct of the election under such circumstances had helped bring democratic values back on track. Meanwhile, officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari has said the Election Commission held the election on the slated date despite various complications and obstacles. Bhandari said the Election Commission held the election in around 6 months from announcing the election date to submitting the report along with election results. He said the Commission takes pride in conducting peaceful, impartial and well-organized elections on schedule and submitting results to the President in a timely manner. President Ramchandra Bodal administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly elected senior most member of the House of Representatives, Arjun Narasimha KC, at a special ceremony held at the office of the President in Sheetal Niwas today. Preparations are underway to convene the parliament session following the election to the House of Representatives member held on the 5th of March. For the purpose today, the senior member of the House of Representatives, 78-year-old Casey, has taken the oath. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, senior member Casey will administer the oath to the remaining 274 newly elected members of the House of Representatives tomorrow. Until the election of the new speaker, senior member Casey will preside over the House of Representatives meetings. 20 foreign women have been arrested on the charge of operating sex trade at public places, bargaining for money with the domestic and foreign tourists visiting Tamil. The police arrested those women from public road section at a Tamil fire choke of Kathmandu Metropolitan City 26. All the women arrested are from Uganda. The police have made them public today. Police said the arrested women harassed tourists and the public by blocking paths and engaging in inappropriate conduct. Kathmandu Police spokesperson Pawan Kumar Bhattrai said they are being investigated at Lainchor Police Circle for indecent behavior. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनु होस् हामी सँगै
को
और गार्डस गेटा चलाउनुस संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारू करना *14*15 *##डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A person died when a landslide buried him in course of road expansion at Shivapuri Road Municipality 3 in Nuwakot District today afternoon. The deceased has been identified as a local 35-year-old Phulman Tamang. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, Bikram Lama, said he died on the spot after being buried by landslide in course of expansion of Maidan Lapse Road. Similarly, excavator operator 24-year-old Amrit Tamang of Lalitpur has gone missing in the incident and the search for him was underway. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Iran has received a 15-point peace plan from the US according to the reports from Pakistan, which is acting as an intermediary. The BBC cited the Associated Press news agency as reporting Iran has received a 15-point plan from the US for reaching a ceasefire in the US-Israel war with Iran. Two Pakistani officials said the proposal includes sanction relief, nuclear curbs with IAEA oversight, missile limits and Hormuz access. Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif said earlier that the country was ready to host talks for a settlement of the conflict. The plan, which has not been made public, reportedly includes Iran dismantling nuclear facilities in exchange for the lifting of sanctions. On Tuesday, Donald Trump said Iran wants a deal very badly, claiming it gave the US a valuable present. Meanwhile, Iran told the UN non-hostile vessels can pass the Strait of Hormuz if coordinated with ships from China, India and Pakistan already transiting. Gulf States representatives told the UN Human Rights Council that Iranian attacks violate their sovereignty as the UN warned the Middle East is nearing catastrophe amid the month-long US-Israel war on Iran. Condemning the attacks, Al Jazeera cited Saudi envoy Abdul Mohsen Mazed bin Khotaila at an emergency Geneva meeting as saying Gulf Cooperation Council GCC member states are being targeted despite not being involved in the conflict. Qatar's representative to the UN, Hind bint Abd al-Rahman al-Mufta, said Iran's attacks had grave repercussions that were not only affecting peace and security in the world but also human rights. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy conditions in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Gandaki province and in the remaining Himalayan regions. Partly cloudy in the remaining hilly regions and mainly fair in the Tarai regions. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces as well as in the Himalayan region of Bagmati province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramachandra Porwal says mandate expressed through March 5th elections placed great responsibility on shoulders of elected representatives. Prime Minister Sushila Karki urges to maintain the standard of successful elections in which no re-voting was required in future polls as well. Newly elected members of the House of Representatives to take their oath tomorrow. And Trump's 15-point plan passed to Tehran as Iran says US is negotiating with itself. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.